I tried to time it perfectly to match David Barnes last week. Goodman, forgive me, wrong name. He wasn't here. I don't know where he was. But David Goodman, his timing was perfect with the music. Okay, now I discombobulated myself because I started with the wrong name. So we're going to start all over. Hi, y'all. It's good to be with you this morning. My name is Carrie Jenkins, and it is really good to be here. I'm going to start with a little truth about me and then a confession, and then we're going to pray and dive in. A truth about me is I do not like to teach anything that is just information. If it is just information, I feel really disconnected from it. And it feels like anyone can deliver a talk with some facts in it. But I want to teach from a place of formation or transformation. And my confession is that up until about 6:30 this morning, this whole talk was a bunch of information for me. And so now you are catching me in the middle of this formational moment with Jesus. So I brought a Kleenex just in case I cried, and which, y'all, you know me well by now, I cry. But when Jesus is speaking something to me, it begins to stir something in a way that I don't always know how to put into a nice and tidy package. So this morning, there is the transformation that is happening began with me seeing something in my own life that I needed to look at that has come because of my own Lenten and wilderness journey over the last few weeks. So that is my confession to you, that that I'm in the middle. So I'm in the middle with you all this morning as we enter into this place, and it feels like the most honest and true place that I can be. And so here we go. Jesus, you are here. We have sung words about you. We have sung about your presence in the wilderness. We have said that you haven't failed us, that you're the thing that remains, that you are you're the thing that sustains, that saves. We have cried out, Hosanna. And we are being formed and transformed by this information all of the time. I pray that we would have eyes to see it, that we would have ears to hear you, and that we would have hands ready to receive you, and that we would expect you to do it again and again and again. I confess my desire to have salvation in other forms than you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. In Jewish culture and Hebrew culture, the palm branch is a sign of God's provision. It harkens back, actually, to the wilderness journey. It is a time where the Israelites were being formed by the discipleship of God, in my most favorite way of being discipled, fully immersive. Everything that God was doing, he invited them into a journey with him, not to teach them a bunch of information, but to be formed by who he is and what he is like. So over the course of their wandering, the Israelites' wanderings, they ran into his provision in really unexpected ways. Bread, which they called, what is it, referred to as manna, fell from heaven every morning. Water came out of rocks. Quail were present. There was a cloud by day. There was a pillar by night, which was evidence of God's presence, but also if you're wandering in the desert, a cloud is really nice. And a fire is really nice. So he not only gave himself and gave a witness of himself, but he comforted along the way. He provided in ways that were really, really unexpected. And it was all, I believe, in the effort to say, I am your source. I am your comfort. I'm your bread. I'm your food. I will sustain you. I love that the Israelites' clothes didn't wear out for 40 years. That's a long time. And in the passage that David Goodman read last week in Deuteronomy 8 that their feet didn't swell and they didn't get tired. So they walked for 40 years and not once did their feet get tired. I mean, talk about provision. there's a feast that the Hebrews would celebrate called Sukkot. And Sukkot was a feast that remembered the provision of the Lord. And in that provision and in that feast, they used palm branches. They're very familiar. It would be to us like a candle on Advent, on the Christmas Eve service, something that you tangibly could hold on to, that you go, the light has come. And we're familiar with that. Palm branches were a declaration of God's provision. And the reason why I believe that they were used on what we now call Palm Sunday is because the Israelites, the Hebrew people, the Jews, in the midst of the time of Jesus, they were looking for God's provision in a new way. They wanted to be rescued as well. They wanted to be rescued from the oppressive Roman government. And so they cried out in a word that is used in this time and in within the Jewish culture, Hosanna, which is actually, we use it more like in worship. So I would like you, we're gonna do it all play, so we're all gonna say something out loud together. So as we in the church yell Hosanna, what does it sound like? I'm gonna say 1, 2, 3, and then we're gonna yell Hosanna, okay? In whatever tone of voice feels right to you. 1, 2, 3, Hosanna. Okay, so there's a little bit of a little, oh, this is good, Hosanna. Like, there's a recognition, there's something in it that is good. To a Jew, the word might be like, Hosanna, it's pray, please, save me. It was a cry for provision, a cry for salvation. So when the crowds are yelling, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, it could be heard, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And it's this awful, as in awe and full, not awful, experience. Or it's Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Are you him? Could you be him? Could you be the one who comes in the name of the Lord? Hosanna, Hosanna. Are you our provision? Are you our salvation? Are you the awaited one? Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Could you be our salvation? When we hear Hosanna, we hear it mostly in context of today's story, of the Christian celebration of Palm Sunday, where we recognize, yes, Jesus has come. He has come and he has rescued us. He is our salvation. And what I recognize this morning and what is making me be in this formative moment is there are a lot of places where I'm wishing Jesus' salvation looked a whole lot differently than it does. I, too, like the Romans, probably like the Israelites, want to be saved out of my circumstance as opposed to be saved within them. In Jesus' day, the people wanted Jesus to come and rescue them from Rome. The power and the oppression that comes from the Roman government. The Israelites, they wanted to be rescued out of their wandering. They wanted to be in the promised land. And like David said last week, that they actually wanted, they put a promise in the promised land that was other than God himself. They again, were looking to something outside of God to give them what they needed. So we find ourselves in this place, in Palm Sunday, in two stories, probably more like three, and for some of us, 27. The reality is that we have been in a season of wandering, and what Lent does is it's an invitation into honesty, an invitation, like Charlie talked about, into an intimate relationship with God, into a recognition, like Allie talked about, that God is with us and has promised his presence, into this moment of Egypt. We may have been rescued from Egypt, but not all of Egypt has left us. Where's Egypt still inside of you? That's where I was convicted this morning. The Egypt that is inside of me is that I still am looking to something other to save me. And it might be an answer to a prayer that I long for. It might be that, oh, I want God's provision more than I want God. It might be that I want the answer to something more than I want the one who can give it to me. It's like, oh, Jesus, if you healed me, or you rescued me, or you brought me out of the wilderness, or you brought me out of my circumstance, or you conquered Rome, then I would know that you are God and you've saved me. Instead of, oh, you have saved me, and I am free even when oppression is around me. I am free even when the answer to prayer doesn't come. I am free even when manna doesn't fall from heaven. I am free because what has been formed in me in the wandering, in the wilderness, is that God's provision went from being external, it went inside. And it formed something within me that I now carry the promised land within. I now have been formed in the way of Jesus. He is my salvation. So imagine you, if you can, you're in this crowd of people. It's vibrating with this anticipation that the answer that they've been longing for, that they've been waiting for, is about to walk down, and they're going to see it. Could they see it? And I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, mostly because I'm super cheesy as a human being, but also because there's something really fun about the anticipation of waiting for something to begin. And imagine if all of your hope for your circumstance was put in the thing that was about to walk in front of you. If every bit of your hope and your desire was you knew that you could see it and it was coming. And so the crowd is filled with this vibrating of anticipation. Jesus is coming. He's going to save us from Rome. And imagine that this person whom you are hoping for, that you can maybe get a glimpse of, that who is your hope for salvation from Rome, from American politics, from poverty, from infertility, from singleness, from pain, from cancer, from injustice. and you yell out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Please, will you save us? Hosanna." The entire crowd has now joined you, and you hear this echo over and over again, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." It is now vibrating. You can feel the earth tremble with this anticipation that Jesus is coming. Pray, will you save us? Will you rescue us out of our circumstance? And then you see a guy on a donkey. Could he really be our salvation? The crowd continues to cry out, "Hosanna, Hosanna." And Jesus walks in front of you, and you catch eyes with him. And this morning, my prayer was, "Hosanna, please will you save me? Please will you save me?" And then as I prayed those words, what happened is I began to believe them again. Blessed are you, Lord Jesus. You come in the name of the Lord. He is our provision. He is our provision. His eyes pierce our own. We look into him and we know, oh, you have not promised to change every circumstance of my life, but you have sure promised to be with me in it. You are good. You are good. You are good. I have everything I need. Hosanna. 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 Blessed are you who comes in the name of the Lord. You are my salvation. And it goes from question to declaration. It moves from information to transformation. And this whole experience of Lent for me this morning, a lot happened between 6:30 and 9, went from, "Carrie, don't you see? Don't you see? Let's walk back through the wilderness together. Do you see? I'm doing a new thing. It's going to spring up within you. Do you see it? Do you see it?" And my question went to a cry and moved to a declaration. "Hosanna, blessed are you, Jesus. You are my salvation. You are my salvation. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are my good shepherd. I have everything I need. I have everything I need. I have everything I need." Palm Sunday, the wilderness. They are intricately connected. Jesus was the fulfillment of these promises. He is our invitation to intimacy with God. He is the temple who dwells amongst us. He is our comfort, who shades and warms us, who reveals himself to us. He reveals the Father to us. He is the manna that has come from heaven. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. He is the one who has discipled us through the wilderness. This morning, what is the thing in your life that you keep wanting Jesus' rescue from more than you want to receive him? Take a little moment and allow this journey of Lent, this journey of honesty, to unfold within you. What has been said to you? Maybe even just right now. Where do you cry out, "Lord, save me? Please save me." God. God our provision, is our salvation, continues to be our salvation. It is in a moment, it is in over the span of a lifetime. God is our provision. God is our salvation. Jesus has saved us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have everything we need. God, thank you for your provision. Thank you for Jesus who enters our circumstance with us. And he himself is everything we need. Continue to form us. So that we might be a people that in all places at all times would have everything that we need. Not because our circumstances are perfect, but because, Lord, we believe that you are enough. And Lord, I pray that we would live that way in your kingdom in this world. Change us. Restore us. May we receive our salvation. Hosanna. Amen.
Thank you, Carrie.